This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. India is set to make history with the first South Pole moon landing. As you can imagine, an immense moment of national pride. Here is partner and managing director at Space Tech Partners, Carla Filotico.
As you are well aware, only U.S., as well as Russia and China were able to land on the moon. So in India will be the fourth country to land on the moon, but also the very first one to land on the South Pole.
India's previous attempt to land on the lunar South Pole failed in 2019. Sirens wailed on Wednesday as South Korea held its first nationwide air defense drills in 6 years to counter North Korea's growing nuclear and missile threats. Many people, it appeared, ignored the calls to seek shelter. Russia's President Vladimir Putin made recorded remarks to the summit of BRICS countries in South Africa on Tuesday.
Главное, мы сотрудничаем на принципах равноправия.
He said, quote, "We cooperate on the principles of equality, partnership support, respect for each other's interests, and this is the essence of the future-oriented strategic course of our association." The BRICS members, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, represent more than 40% of the world's population. The summit is expected to discuss adding new members. Putin did not address that in his remarks. However, it is a matter of contention. There are countries that do not think that the BRICS should be expanded in that way. This is VOA News. The White House announced Tuesday that President Joe Biden will attend next month's Group of 20 summit in New Delhi, India. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
Global issues from the clean energy transition and combating climate change to mitigating the economic and social impacts of Russia's war in Ukraine, to increasing the capacity of the multilateral development banks, including the World Bank, to better fight poverty and take on the significant transnational challenges that are afflicting countries across the world.
The Leader Summit is scheduled to take place September 9th and 10th. The African Union has suspended Niger from all of its institutions and activities because of the military coup, which deposed elected President Mohamed Bazoum. The African Union is made up of 55 nations. President Bazoum, his wife and son, have been kept under house arrest in the capital. Aviation experts are meeting in Kenya to examine methods to improve security and safety for Africa's airlines and airports. Mohamed Youssef reports for VOA from Nairobi.
This week, Kenya is hosting the 8th meeting of the International Civil Aviation Organization, the ICAO, to discuss air transport safety, security, facilitation and sustainability in Africa. Africa's air transport sector was hit hard by the global pandemic, which led to lockdowns and countries issuing strict health measures to combat the infection. Aviation experts say the measures taken to subdue COVID-19 have made it difficult for the airlines and people to move freely, leading to a loss of income. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Japan's plan for releasing Fukushima water into the ocean has drawn a warning from China. China's foreign ministry on Wednesday said China will take the necessary measures to protect the marine environment, food safety, and public health. Pakistan's emergency services said around 100,000 people have been evacuated from flooded villages in Pakistan's Punjab province on Wednesday. Tropical Storm Franklin, roaring toward the island of Hispaniola, shared by the Dominican Republic and Haiti, bringing fears of deadly landslides and heavy flooding in both countries. Forecasters say Franklin could dump 10 inches of rain, as much as 15 in isolated areas, as it swirls above the island for most of Wednesday. More news on our website, voanews.com, and you can also find us on social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman.